Chapter 3 Sam watched sun-bleached houses and stunted palms blur past as Daniel sped through the town of Thermal in the stolen pickup. The truck belonged to Faith, the cafe owner. She'd given Daniel and Sam jobs and a good bargain on the trailer, and had generally been kind and decent to them. And Daniel stole her truck because they needed a more reliable vehicle than their own limping junker. He'd left 3,000 crowns in the cafe's till from Gabriel Argent's funds, and insisted it was not theft, but merely an involuntary trade. This was Daniel, in his own way, acknowledging he'd done something awful, but not apologizing for it. And Sam saw it was necessary. This was definitely a bug-out situation. The visit from the water mage, the news about Otis and his collaborators, and the patchwork dragon, and their intention to use Sam as the osteomantic engine to drive it. Obviously, they needed to flee their home on the Salton Sea, such as it was. Obviously, they needed a new truck. Obviously, Daniel had to wipe Valerie's memories of Sam before she acquired too many. But Sam was still furious with him. And he hated being angry at Daniel because it always left him feeling teen angsty and sullen. To keep himself from brooding, he went about the business of taking inventory of the truck's glove compartment, standard operating procedure whenever they acquired a new vehicle. Sunglasses, pack of mints, map of Imperial County, fishing license, tire gauge, flashlight, tampon, first aid kit with nothing we don't already have, 3 dimes, a nickels, 6 pennies, a stray aspirin. Daniel checked his mirrors for signs of anyone following them. He peered up to the sky for spying birds, which seemed paranoid to Sam until Daniel told him about the possibility of osteomantically altered crows. We'll mail Faith's junk back to her first chance we get. And we're going to mail her more money, right? A lot more? No, we'll need the money. Daniel's tone didn't invite question. What for? $25,000 is a windfall.